Now, it started as a dispute over the distribution of tax revenues. It ended up as a rather interesting sociological experiment. Mayors of small towns and villages have long complained that far too much taxpayers' money ends up in the capital Prague, and far too little ends up in their own municipalities. So, to see how the other half lives, the mayor of Prague and the mayor of Suchá Loz, a village in southeast Moravia, are swapping jobs. Rob Cameron reports.
Prague, city of 100 spires, historical seat of emperors and kings, population just over 1,200,000 people, annual budget something in the region of 50 billion Czech crowns, or roughly $3 billion. Suchá Loz, city of 4 spires, last made the news in 1663 when 50 people were killed by marauding Tatars. Population 1,080. Annual budget 9 million Czech crowns, or just over $500,000. Two very different municipalities, two mayors with two things in common, a curiosity about the other's work and an eye for a good publicity stunt. For the last 3 days, Prague Mayor Pavel Bem has served as the honorary mayor of Suchá Loz. Mr. Bem's duties included inspecting the village septic tank, listening to suggestions for improving the plum harvest, and catching stray dogs. So how did he make out? The real mayor, Petr Gazdík, spoke to me earlier by telephone.
Mayor Bem would make a very good mayor of Suchá Loz. And let's just say I'd be very happy indeed to hand over the keys to the village hall to someone like him. But I don't think he's ready to swap jobs, not just yet anyway.
Mr. Gazdík was speaking from a car on his way to Prague, where it will be his turn to take the reins of the capital for a week. His busy schedule will include 2 hours watching Prague ambulance crews at work, attending a demonstration against the closure of Masaryk train station, launching a new book on Wenceslas Square, opening a new exhibition of photographs, and going to the Slavia Fiorentina football match. And that's just part of his schedule for Wednesday.
I've got a very busy week ahead. Mayor Bem wants to show me just how Prague works, how it's organized, and the problems facing the city. Running the city of Prague is obviously very different from running a village like Suchá Loz, but they've also got a lot of things in common. So I think it's going to be a very useful experience, and some of that experience might prove useful when I return to the village.
The idea to swap jobs originated last year during a debate over Prague's Olympic bid and the allocation of tax revenues to small municipalities. There was particular anger at data which suggested Prague received 6.5 times more per capita in revenue than Suchá Loz. Mayor Bem tried to point out during his 3-day term of office that this was partly because Prague was not only a city but also a self-governing region, as well as the home of several national institutions. From local media reports, it seems Mr. Bem, despite receiving a warm welcome in the village, failed to change many minds, even after plying villagers with barrels of Staropramen beer. Who knows, maybe Petr Gazdík will have more luck with bottles of Moravian plum brandy in Prague.
Rob Cameron with that report.